Good evening. My name is Elizabeth, and I'm a former student of Hollinger Elementary. Dual language has helped me master both English and Spanish, and I feel that is a very important program that we should maintain.
People as well want as to see something other than school closures. Yeah. We don't know what we gain from the last school closures, other than the obviously deteriorating buildings. We've never had a price tag for exactly how much we've gained from that, from all of them.
Again, parents choose public gardens because of the love that they feel there, the bonding, the extra help that they get on Saturday school that that public gardens offers. Not very many schools offer Saturday school. And these students do have the opportunity
when
to get
Annie
extra
Peterson
degrees.
Was addressing this audience, she made it clear that the problem did not start with this board or the board before it, with this superintendent or the superintendent before him. This is because we live in a state that has over and over again elected legislators and governors. They do not care about education, and they really don't harbor a lot of strong positive feelings about Pima County. And when you put those things together, TUSD is a very convenient target.
I like many things about Hollinger, like computer lab, mariachi, and library. I want to save my school.
Now, I live across the street from the playground at Fort Lowell Elementary School. That was closed in 2010. I watched that school be looted for its copper, and there's graffiti all over the place there.
My daughter has Down syndrome, and this is the perfect high school for her. It's a small school. Moving her to a bigger high school would be really, really hard.
Schools have empty classrooms. Classes move into those rooms. It's not a matter of having 40, 50 kids in a room with one teacher. It's a matter of having fewer empty seats, fewer empty rooms in the schools that remain.
Our school recently merged Fort Lowell to Townsend. When that happened, you said you would take an interest in us. We are changing. This is only our third year. Don't create other K through 8 schools. Keep ours first and support and believe in us. And also, when my class found out that our school was on the list, I can tell you all our hearts sunk to our stomachs. It was terrible. All of us love the school, and exactly 67 people have signed my petition form. My mom went there, and so did both my brothers. I know even though they can't be here, it meant a lot to them too.